On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
So we're just rolling back in from night one of, well, it's not really night one of the Grey Cup Festival, but it's night one for us. Maddie over there, what's up, man? You're holding strong. I know
wild,
you're...
Wild, wild nights out here.
Wild nights, of course.
Wild, wild horses.
Look at this fucking guy. So it's been quite a day around here. Maddie rolled in around 2 o'clock and we went to visit our friends over at Nita. What's up, Nita? Nita Beer Company, nitabeer.com, 190 Colonnade Road in Ottawa. And then we came back here, Captain Blowhard rolled in, and kind of unexpectedly, Scott MacArthur of TSN 1050. That was fun. And so you can check that out. That'll be the last episode of Tall Can Sports on your feed. Check it out at tallcanaudio.com. Off the top of my head, it's been a long day. I don't remember what number this is going to be. So, you know, whatever. I think it's 185, but you'll figure it out. Maddie and I just rolled back from downtown, hit a couple of the local team parties where mixed reviews, we'll call it. How about we start with reviewing our third co-host who bitched out at,
oh,
what,
goodness.
8 p.m.?
For a guy who talks a lot of shit all day long.
Yeah.
And I know I can say the word shit because it's a podcast and nobody's going to judge me on that.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Honestly.
With his curly hair.
I don't feel so good.
I'm out. I gotta bounce, guys.
I'm gonna go home.
Shame. Shame.
Awful.
Honestly. So he fucked off and went home, and you and I headed
after
downtown.
Like four beers, too, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know what his story is.
Four beers, curly hair, he's out.
Captain Lightweight, I think, is what we're going with now.
New twiddle hander.
So you and I jumped in a car and headed down to, first we had Joanne.
Oh, Joanne.
I wasn't going to use her name. But
what a fun ride that was.
That was interesting. And she's spilling off shit to me. And she goes, well, I've done over 4,500 Uber rides. I'm like, bullshit. And Maddie pulls up the stats. There it is, 4,500 rides. That's a lot of driving people around, man. 4,500 times?
And she still picked us up.
Yeah, you think at that point you should have learned something. And she was catching us at the right time. What was going to happen? It was 9 o'clock. We were headed to downtown.
We were friendly at that point.
Yeah. You don't want to be picking us up on the way back from downtown where...
And she said that. That was... You know what? She called that.
Yeah. If you're rated under 4.5 as a single woman, she's not picking you up, so...
Though I think we're both 4.8s.
We are. I said it.
Pretty.
I said it in the car, man. I'm upset by that because I don't know what I did to not be a 5. I think everyone should have rated me 5.
See, I know exactly why I'm a 4.8. I'm the guy who argues with the Uber driver based on the route they take.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking out the window going, yeah, it's probably right.
And I didn't get into this with you in the car because, you know, the conversation switched just a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Even so, I was at a Jay-Z concert on Wednesday.
As we all are at some point in our week.
As most of us were. And the Uber driver drove back towards the concert. While I'm going, go straight, go straight,
please,
go
please
straight.
Oh, boy.
So anyways, we ended up in 25 minutes of traffic. Anyways, I digress. That's why I have a 4.8.
I can remember reading Bret Hart's book. And one of the stories he tells in the book is... The he's got King Kong Bundy in the back seat. This is very, very early on in his tenure, and he and Jim Neidhart are up in the front seat.
Are these Calgary Stampede days?
No, it's a little after that because they're down at Madison Square Garden. Okay. So there's like one exit that you don't go out from the parking garage because it takes you into all the fans. And there's another like kind of back whatever that you go up and it kind of gets you out there more quietly. So Brett's driving or Neidhart's driving. I can't remember. And Bundy's in the back and they're trying to cover him up because in those days in the 80s, it's still real to me, damn it. And people get all upset. So they're trying to hide King Kong Bundy and they drive out the wrong fucking exit and the people start jumping on the cars. Boo, you assholes, because they're the bad guys, right?
They're definitely the bad guys at that
point. And so they're killing themselves laughing and Bundy's in the back like trying to hide and whatever. And this man weighs 440 pounds.
You don't hide him.
You don't, no. There's no like cat blanket in the back that's hiding that guy. So they get out and they can finally get through it and turned around and all the way back around. And then they take a wrong turn and end up coming right back through the same crowd. And he's just cursed it. You stupid sons of bitches. Anyway.
Sorry, just to stop you for a second. Yeah? Do you remember the old Maple Leaf Gardens?
Yeah.
Do you remember how that whole thing was set up, though? How you could actually like be outside while they would drive in and drive out?
No, like I have no recollection of that. I don't think I ever saw a Leaf game there. I saw the Simpsons on ice there.
Not the same thing.
No, not the same thing.
I'm not going to see Simpsons walk out in their full gear.
I wish I would.
You know what I remember is the strike.
And in 94?
94 strike.
Yeah.
And they had all those NHLPA games.
Yeah.
And I remember being a kid with our hockey team and we waited outside and the guys would drive their cars up and they would sign all the autographs at that point. But it was just a totally different world, right?
Sure.
Because if you've been down by the ACC nowadays, it's not that way, right? Everybody parks underground.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quick exit out onto the lakeshore,
yeah.
At least in Toronto. So they've taken that access away, let's say, right? So you don't have that anymore, whether you're a professional wrestler.
No.
Or you're an NHL player. Right. So even old
Austin
Yankee
Matthews'
Stadium,
dad.
Oh, gosh. Even Yankee Stadium, we were on the same path at that point. You guys had tickets to the game. Me and my buddy did not. So we were waiting outside to get tickets day of.
Yeah.
And at that time at old Yankee Stadium, the Yankees would actually park in their parking lot, but they had to walk into the stadium.
Yeah.
So it was like about a 200... maybe 250 meter walk from the stadium or from their parking spot into the stadium past the ticket booth. So if you were a guy like me who didn't have tickets coming from Toronto, you watched A-Rod walk in.
Hey, Bernie Williams, do you have a ticket for me?
Bernie and Posada. Yeah. And you're like half trying to get tickets, half trying to watch who's coming in.
Right. It's like the red carpet.
It was exciting as a fan, right? It was a total different experience than it is now today.
So, on the complete opposite end of Yankee Stadium, we tonight visited the Spirit of Edmonton. Let's start there before we get to the Abomination House. What were your initial thoughts on the Spirit of Edmonton, your first stop at a Grey Cup party?
That was fun. That was fun. Yeah. That's my initial thought. It was fun place to go.
So it was hosted, for those of you local to Ottawa or who've been up here, Lower Town Brewery and the Sens House. I think that's where the, what do they call it? Come on, we were just talking about it. The Hard Rock Cafe. Thank you for nothing. The Hard Rock Cafe used to be in there, I believe, and the place was jumping.
The Sens House, that was a good little party they had going, a little country.
We should have stayed.
We should have stayed. That was our mistake.
Hindsight being what it is and what we would learn down the road.
2020.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, and so I can remember because I was taking note of it because I think, and it's late, people, so I might not. I was thinking I want to underlay the music that I was hearing at the Spirit of Edmonton under this episode. And now that I've said that, I wish I hadn't because I'm not going to do it. I'm too tired. But first, when we arrived, was Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
There was a lot of Shania tonight.
Then we had Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Then we had Baton Rouge by Garth Brooks.
A lot of Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
A lot of Garth.
And like maybe three songs later, we were on to get that other one. Come on, Friends in Low Places. So there was a few different things rolling through there, right? In terms of, but it was exactly what you would expect from Edmonton. There was cowboy hats everywhere, cowboy boots everywhere. If you want to see, we've got some quick video, not much, but we went live briefly at that party. You can check that out at facebook.com/tallcanaudio if you want to. But that was a party, man. It was a hillbilly party, but that was a party.
That was a hillbilly party. A lot of Stamps fans, but a lot of people from Hamilton, a lot of people from Toronto.
Fucking Hamilton.
Everybody, that's how we all feel, but we don't have to say it on live. Hair here.
Well, it's out there now.
But it was a big party. Everybody was dancing. Everybody was moving.
$10
was at the bar.
It looked like the Corral in Oshawa. I know that does nothing for you.
That means city nothing boy. To me.
Yeah, you know what? To me, it wasn't worth. It was fun to see, and Spirit of Edmonton, they do it upright every year. No matter where they're going, they get a good spot. They get a good crowd. They get all the time, and they get a band going, and but they charge you $10 at the door. Now, it's not a huge deal. It's not a deal breaker. But you go, as you get in here, any other night to see literally this exact same place with the tunes turned up would not cost you $10. But that's what they pay for the party, right? And it's become one of those things around Grey Cup Festival.
Now, that being said, it was a good party, man.
Yep.
It was a good party. They had a little bit of...
But what'd your $10 really get you?
In the door?
Yeah.
I suppose.
I said to you on the way out, as we're leaving, part of this is kind of, we're out onto the patio, but it's walled off a little bit. And in Ottawa, that's not a big deal, right? Like they've got a little space heater at some point as you're walking through there and whatever. But that outdoor part that wasn't completely exposed, but there was outdoors a little, that was going to run, even though it was 7 degrees today, that would have been the same thing at minus 20. And you're walking around, and you're just fucking cold out here. So, this is still Ottawa patio season, man. People are hardy up here looking for a party. Looking for a party.
I was chirping Ottawa 3 weeks ago when I was up here.
Right.
When we met up for beers and you said, hey, patio? Yeah. And I was like, no. And that was, again, it was about 5-6 degrees outside. I'm like, no, we're going inside. I'm not sitting outside on the patio this time of day.
And Edmonton.
It's too late. It's chilly. It's windy. I ain't doing this.
Edmonton, God love them. They have, I don't know how many, obviously I haven't been there, but I've been reading online that they've tried to get some patios to stay open all winter at like minus 173. And they run their space heaters and you're looking out over the winter. And I'm sure it's not every bar. I'm sure it's not every patio, but it's kind of like, yeah, you know what? You just come downtown. You understand you're going to sit outside like you would at a cottage or ice fishing or whatever the fuck else you might do around Edmonton.
They're insane.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
You know what?
Good for them. I
kind of
dig that.
I don't want to enjoy it.
Freezing over the top like at the Winter Classic.
Not going to happen.
So we went, just as we wrap this up, because this party won't take long to cover. Before we wrapped up, we thought, to me, Ryderville is a big one. Spirit of Edmonton is a big one. But I assumed Bomber House would be a big one.
Should have been.
Because the CFL, one of those Western Prairie kind of, you know, leagues. I don't think I've ever been to a more dead house party than this thing.
Now, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Ottawa is fairly far east.
Saskatchewan's here. Calgary's here. Edmonton's here.
Now, Calgary's here because they're the best team in the league.
And they're playing.
And they're playing in the game.
Yeah.
Man, if you're from Winnipeg.
Was there more than 7 people in there?
Including the bartenders?
Yeah.
No.
Like, what the fuck? We walked in, I'm bellying up to the bar, I'm putting my phone back in my pocket, and everyone's like, oh, there's a shot for you. I'm like, what? So some other guy sitting around the other side of the bar, they're throwing back shots, and so there's one sitting, all right. And I, like I said, I tweeted out, I think someone's trying to roofie me. But then they didn't take me home. Like, it hurt my feelings a little bit. Like, they got a second look or whatever. I'm like, no thanks.
That was your problem. You gave him a second look. That was your fault.
I wasn't showing enough skin. That was...
Too much winter gear.
If you're going to see me at the Saturday night parties, I'm roofieable. Go ahead. Hit it.
Hit him up.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm up for a good time. I'm up for a good time. If you come up and just give me a soft whisper, DCA goes gray. I'm all ears.
He's half naked by that point.
Yeah, for sure. Also, beware the double luchador.
Nobody knows the double luchador yet.
Yet. It's coming.
He's so coming, boys.
So you can head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/talkinaudio. There's a little bit of video up there. Check it out. Also, stay tuned in around here. I was going to wrap it up there, and I still will, but literally we went to the third floor of a nightclub. There was a bar sitting there. There was maybe five non-staff sitting around there.
There was a dancing Elvis.
There was a dancing Elvis. Who's
done this for a decade, he said. A decade of Grey Cup parties as the...
Do you suppose he's ever performed for less people in his fucking life?
He didn't even know the words to the Elvis songs.
Yeah, honestly.
He was the worst lip syncer I've ever seen.
It was terrible. So that was night one. Mixed bag. Bomber House was a total bust. Spirit of Edmonton. I didn't see a hot tub full of beer.
Did not? Yeah, I thought that was going to happen.
That's fucking one of the big things I was looking for, man. So well,
I blame Dean on that one.
We should. We should blame Dean for anything that Edmonton fails at. Oilers suck.
But you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
Tweets. Nope.
Blue Chador. Blue Chador.
Yeah, I love it.
Blue Chador.
Love it.
Watch out for that.
So night one of the Grey Cup parties was a mixed bag. We will hit up, hopefully, the Down East Atlantic Schooners party. Man, my throat's falling apart as we wrap this up. I'm not sure I'm going to get there.
We're going to hit the Stampeders party.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to fill in for you here.
Yeah, please.
We're going to hit the Double Blue party.
Yeah. And the one that you were calling out for all night, every party that we walked by, is this Ryderville? No, it's not Maddie. This isn't Ryderville.
Not I hear everybody. So much about Ryderville, I can't help myself.
Like, really, it's just wherever drunk people are hanging out, I think, is Ryderville. So we will hit that tomorrow. Like I said, take a look around the network. We got great stuff with AJ Jakubek. We got great stuff with Andy Nito. We've got great stuff, all of a sudden, from Scott MacArthur.
Watch for that.
Honestly, great stuff. TallCanAudio.com or search TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app or on iTunes. Hit subscribe. Or you're only going to get the one, and that's never going to be enough. Maddie, it's now safe to go to bed, man.
Luchador out.
We'll see you on day two, folks.